Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
This is WMFO. My name is Spencer Walsh. Welcome to the Spencer Walsh Show. You are listening to me. You're stuck with me at least until 4 p.m. And you know, thank you so much for sticking with us. If you do choose to do so, we'll get you caught up on some of the latest news and play some of the biggest, best, and newest hip-hop and R&B. We're starting with some of the big news stories today. And we start off with this. This is in stat today. The Food and Drug Administration has granted full approval to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine on Monday, making the country's second fully licensed vaccine to protect against SARS-CoV-2. You know that old thing. The approval is for use of the vaccine in people of 18 years of age or older. So until now, the vaccine will have, which will be marketed under the brand name Spikevax, has been deployed under emergency use authorization. So the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine Comirnaty became the first to receive full approval back in August, and Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is still being used under an EUA. So this is a pretty big milestone for Moderna, which, by the way, is, I don't know if you knew this, right down the road in Cambridge. So yeah, Cambridge, really, Massachusetts, Boston, everything like that, making us proud here, in this area. The vaccine has already been licensed under the in a number of countries and jurisdictions worldwide, including Canada, Japan, the EU, the UK, and Israel. And it has been, the first time the company has brought an approved product to market in the United States. So it's a pretty big product to bring to the market for the first time. The literal COVID vaccine. Pretty big news there. So I don't know if you guys have been looking at these case counts here recently, but we've seen some pretty good news. According to Vox, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was discovered less than 3 months ago, but it rocketed case numbers to record highs. Yet, almost as rapidly as they rose, new infections are plummeting in countries like the UK, South Africa, and now the United States. Omicron caused some of the pandemic's tallest, sharpest spikes in COVID-19 infections as it took over the previous variants like Delta, but several waves triggered by earlier variants followed a remarkably similar pattern. Almost as steeply as cases rose, they fell. Why did this happen? Why didn't the Omicron cases rise and fall slowly or level out at a high or moderate level? There may be some different answers from different experts, said Eleanor Murray, an epidemiologist at BU. This just isn't just a curiosity. Researchers are trying to tease out the reasons in the hope of the flattening peaks in the future to better understand them. So a little bit of hope on COVID and at least variants in the future, and hopefully, if/when a new variant is to emerge, it will be much closer to Omicron as opposed to Delta. In international news, this is in the Washington Post, Russia angrily denounced the United States Monday for whipping up hysteria over Ukraine, saying it had brought pure Nazis to power on Russia's border and wanted to make, quote, heroes out of the people who fought on the side of Hitler. In a blistering attack at a meeting at the UN Security Council, Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said that the United States itself was promoting the escalation of a situation by falsely charging Moscow with preparing to invade Ukraine. You're waiting for it to happen as if you want your words to become a reality, says Nebenzia in remarks directed toward the U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield. So a little bit of a back and forth there. So the confrontation of the comments was really one of the sharpest in years in the international forum. Nebenzia's comments followed a charge by Thomas Greenfield that Russia was attempting without any factual basis to paint Ukraine and Western countries as the aggressors to fabricate a pretext for an attack by more than 100,000 heavily armed troops it has amassed at Ukraine's border. So again, with Russia, as far as what Russia says there, all I'm going to say is look up the Azov Battalion and who it's funded that. on the Russian border of Ukraine there. That is a very interesting situation, to say the least, if you want a fun bit of reading out there, if you may be listening. But Russia, which has demanded a Western commitment to exclude Ukraine from its security umbrella, has threatened to take military action should its demands not be met, Thomas Greenfield said. If Russia further invades Ukraine, none of us will be able to say we didn't see it coming, and the consequences will be horrific, which is why this meeting isn't so important today. So there you see the two sides there kind of going at it in the diplomatic arena. And finally, Ahmaud Arbery's family has accused the DOJ of betrayal after two of his killers have struck a plea deal. That's two of his killers, Travis and Gregory McMichael, have reached plea agreements with prosecutors in their hate crimes against the Black Joggers 2020 murder in Georgia, according to court filings submitted on Sunday night. So the Arbery family attorneys released a statement saying they're vehemently against the proposed plea deals reached against the hate crime trials. As it would see the murderers serve the first 30 years of their sentence in a preferred federal prison. So not like exactly if they're going to get out of prison entirely or anything like that. They will oppose the agreements in court Monday, announced Arbery family lawyer Lee Merritt. And this backroom deal, he says, represents a betrayal to the Arbery family, who is devastated. So very, very sad thing to see there. The government going behind the back of the family, although unfortunately not the first time by any stretch of the imagination. All right, so we are going to take a quick break for a very, very important message about high blood pressure. And then after that, we will get back and we will talk a little bit about what's going on here in the Medford Tufts community.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke.
And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
There you have it, a very important message as we move into our jumbo briefing today. It's presented, as it always is, by the Tufts Daily, the independent student newspaper of Tufts University. And in big news today around the community, the Medford Police, the city of Medford, has just released a statement on the 10th of January announcing that they will begin using body cameras across the police department beginning tentatively in fall 2022. According to the statement, the city and police department signed a 5-year deal with Motorola Solutions, a data communications company, for the cameras to equip Medford's 100-person police department. The contract is reportedly set to have cost $330,000. The contract and the project has been in works for about 5 years. In 2017, the city of Medford and the police union started communicating on the usage of these cameras, coming to an agreement on the matter in the same year. According to Steve Smitry, a COVID-19 public information officer with the office of Mayor Brianna Lungo Cohn, this implementation plan has been been what the mayor's wanted for a very long time. So good to see that moving in the right direction. Here at Tufts, as thousands of Tufts students have returned to campus for the spring semester just weeks after COVID-19 case counts broke records nationwide, the university tried to provide clarity regarding COVID-19 conditions on campus. Amid the uncertainty, changing course modalities, and hundreds of students starting their semesters in isolation or quarantine, community members have attempted to anticipate and adapt to the challenging on-campus conditions. After unprecedentedly high COVID-19 case transmission in January, Tufts administration officials announced the first 3 days of courses would take place virtually just a week and a half ahead of classes commencing. So with a week and a half to adjust the course content to the virtual start of classes. Some faculty across departments with varying class sizes said they felt prepared to start their semesters. As David Coleman, who taught gospel choir virtually last academic year, said it was easy to plan for the modality change, while John McCann, who taught wind ensemble and teaches it currently, also supported the university's decision to start the semester virtually while remaining wary of COVID-19 conditions on campus. The TCU confirms the class of 2024 prom will be taking place in April. As the Tufts Community Student Union has confirmed, the prom will take place in April and heard a supplementary funding request at a virtual meeting on Sunday night. TCU President Ama Age opened the meeting by suggesting the Senate host a leadership dinner where representatives from every student organization on campus come together to plan how the prom could be the best for that class. And so a very, very interesting little roundup of Tufts news and some national news for you there. Love to see class of 2024 getting their prom. And again, I will keep saying this as always. If you want to call 855-915-WMFO, if you're out there listening today, want to weigh in on any of these subjects, want to get your voice heard on a news story, want to bring something to my attention, whether it be a song, story, or any kind of comment you have to say, then again, the only rule is be respectful. No swearing or any kind of profane nature here. Anything like that. That is very, very unbecoming of you and your family. So you're not going to want to do that by any stretch of the imagination. All right. With that being said, once again, the number is 855-915-WMFO here today. And we really do. We have a great show for you today. Very, very excited about it. And, you know, the question, you know, I always love the questions here. The question I always... That vexes me every time is how to start off a radio show correct. You know, and I think there can be no better way to do it than, you know, here on a chill Monday, 3 o'clock drive time. We're starting off with a little bit of Vince Staples and Ty Dolla $ign. This is Rain Come Down off of Big Fish Theory.
So weeks, no, the cops don't come for some weeks. Riding the drop top, son, why think? Might get JFK, dope night, I pray. If so, ain't no thing to a G. I feel just like Snoop on Andre Day. I run no side of the beach. Run these streets like Ali Boombaye. I'm Lil Bourgeois on the beat. Best bet, try not to compete.
When the sun go down, when the J go round, in the middle of the night.
I'm the man 10,000 in the street, on the blood, on the leaves, on the nose, and the sphinx. One friend, we don't call the police. One friend, we don't run, we just roll the heat. I'm the back of the bus, take a seat, take a ride. I'm inside, we'll be down the street. And the cops don't come for some weeks. No, the cops don't come for some weeks. Riding the drop top, son, why think? Might get JFK, dope night, I pray. If so, ain't no thanks to a G. I feel just like Snoop on Nines, red day. I run no side of the beach. Run these streets like Ali Boombaye. I'm Lil Bourgeois on the beat. Best bet, try not to compete.
When the sun go down, when the day go round,
my peace of mind. Never need a girl to love me, I just need to find. I'm prison time, don't be tripping on the text back. In another world, cover girl, but a chest flat. Toothpaste spread in the CR, I think it was for Wayne. Can't remember springing far, bred it on the plane. Long flights play on my brain, long nights, long summers we in Spain. Call Color Lane. She getting naked under covers for the fame. She don't wanna be another, what's her name? Brown skin, blonde brain, Etta James. Megan Rain, in the club. Don't you dream of how I feel to be in love? What you drinking, need a bus? Don't drown in the brown, just drown in the sand.
When the sun go down, when the J go round, in the middle of the night, bet your girl go down. Rain come down, 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 rain come down. Rain come down, rain come down, put your man lay down. No, 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 no,
Let That Rain Come Down, Vince Staples. A little bit of Ty Dolla Sign on the vocals there. Very lovely. Now I'll be switching gears a little bit to Isaiah Rashad, J-Rock, J-Worthy, called True Story.
Yeah, yeah, why tryna break my heart, why tryna infiltrate my mind? Yeah, lights on in the crib, lights on on my... Yeah, nicer than I feel, darker than I feel. Yeah, lights on my kids, lights out in the crib. She feel fantabulous. I got what you asking for. Smoking on a film yesterday. Huh, word. What am I to do with her today? Huh, big dog chewing on the face. Huh, bonafide in the dedication. Smoking on a film yesterday. Yeah, please don't kill my night out. Please don't kill nobody up in here. Yeah, floating out of body, I appear. Don't jump off the edge, stack of chips. Smoking on a film.
Right in front of your house, boy, you just running your mouth. Cap, you looking for clout, shoe fit. Where the mother you walking the mouth stack? I'm the eastiest, they know I charge a fee for this. If I was down before this verse, then I'm back on my feet with this. Say we gotta eat with this, still hungry, they peeping it. Clean the plate off immediately, completely, we ain't leaving. I know they can't believe it, I'm bleeding it, sliding, leaning them. Gotta beat the odds, no surprise till we even it. Top dog alumni with it, St. Bernard with it, Barklow.
Belly through the hood the other day.
In the city,
I ran into my older brother Dre. Say, he told me keep that on your waist.
Keep it
bang,
on.
You know I do it for the gang.
Gang,
pull up on my with the train.
With the train.
AP on my wrist, 100K.
That's for real.
We pull up in the set day every day.
Every day.
Then I fly to Tennessee and I Isaiah.
Isaiah.
For real, I do it like a Cheeto. Getting off this like it's keto. Beast mode, I'm still for a Pinot.
On the streets,
no. West side, got the cheat code.
I'm
True story, Isaiah Rashad there off of The House is Burning. Now, switching up a little bit of Spanish music. Caluchis, Joel Urrandi. Another crazy week in the NFL. We tell you how Patrick Mahomes melted down. Coming up. Until then, we got some Caluchis and more coming your way. One of the best reggaeton albums out recently. Cannot get enough of it. Sin Miedo. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense crumbled yesterday. That's after this from Amine. It's Roots, Charlie Wilson, J.I.D.
Keep ticking on me like I'm 617. Yeah, my cousin Steve Steers like he's 617. Okay, devil on my shoulder, marijuana from Boulder. You know my ziggins in this motherfucker. If being ugly was pretty, I'd be the shit. Never been nowhere but these. They love this. Eritrea, Ethiopia, Habesha, Utopia. Getting cold, then grab your Patagonia. So I told me acquired her. I had to get a baby who could make me get wired up. You know I'm about that action. My marker get it cracking. Open up your soul and take your body like what's happening. I'm not a succulent, a sucker, baby girl. These roots made me. I bring my flowers to the world. It's on me.
When my flaws like ice, keep my soul inside.
The sun is on me.
And my stems don't bite if the light shines bright.
It's raining on me.
My guilt ain't heavy, it cost me a life.
I got my own seeds.
They rip my pedals to my six, cause my roots won't die.
Check this out.
Like humans and animals. Most all plants use water to carry moisture, nutrients back and forth between the roots and the leaves.
Search
searching for my shelter through the storm. I find peace, my safe haven, keeping me far away from harm. Nevertheless, the greener grass is proof the roots are strong. But now we standing here divided, choose the side where you belong.
Mama, keep the lights on. Yeah.
All I see is red, so we awake the dead. She likes my third eye, she loves my third leg. This my third time around the worldwide winds. Give me the Versace Benz, put work in, made my words work with pens. Scribbling sins, I drop gems. I don't got TikTok time for them. Seeds through stems, eagle man fly. And we see you, cause we watching. We see you, believe me, you. We see you.
Mr. Moon,
get your ass up out that grass and stretch your limbs. Photosynthesis, I see the future picture, take a glimpse. Everything you trying to have is in your grab, so get a grip.
Mr. Roots,
it's for the kids.
Mr. Roots,
yo, what it is,
yeah.
It's showing me.
When my flaws like ice, keep my soul inside.
The sun is on me.
And my stems don't glide if the light shines bright.
No, it's raining on me.
My guilt weighs heavy, it cost me a life.
I got my own.
They rip my pedals to my seats, cause my roots won't die.
Roots is the name from M&A, J.I.D. and Charlie Wilson. That is off of M&A's third project there. All very, very good stuff. But some pretty crazy business happening over the weekend on the football field, guys. Oh my goodness. Patrick Mahomes absolutely kind of melting down and allowing Joey Burrow, baby, new king of the North. You know, it's been crowned, no longer Rob Stark. It's officially Joey Burrow. Reigning supreme. How about that? It's not that often we see Patrick Mahomes just completely look lost on the football field, but the Cincinnati Bengals made that happen here. This is, again, pointing here on this from SB Nation, a dominant first half that had everyone punching KC's ticket to the Super Bowl, just like the odds were at the beginning of this game, was completely replaced by nervous glances as Mahomes was reduced to a non-factor. As Stephen A. Smith memorably says, as he memorably says a lot of things, the Kansas City offense was offensive in the second half there, leading to Cincinnati's remarkable comeback to steal a Super Bowl bid. This wasn't like the Super Bowl last year. This was not a case of simply not having an offensive line that could adequately protect Mahomes, preventing him from doing anything on the field. Instead, it was a product of a brilliant adjustment, flawless execution, and a shift in the game plan that broke Mahomes' rhythm and never quite let him get it back. At halftime, it was safe to assume the game was in the bag. The Chiefs were up 21-10 in a game that felt much more dominant than the score showed. Mahomes had passed for 220 yards and 3 touchdowns, rolling without the Bengals having an answer for either his quick hitch throws to Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill, or deep punctuating gashes to Mecole Hardman. The safe assumption was the game was going to have become a shootout because the Bengals' defense wasn't going to hang against this attack. This assumption assumed the Bengals were going to stick to the plan. It's important here to pause and note the Bengals' defense. It's a unit that, honestly, is very shaky. There's nothing they do particularly badly, but nothing they really do that well. They rank kind of in the middle of the pack here, 17th in the NFL in yards allowed. Only 6 teams gave up more passing yards, and they allowed a lot of points this season, 16th in the NFL. These aren't the kind of numbers that instill confidence, especially facing Patrick Mahomes on the way to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, they're really not the kind. They may work with, you know, the Bills, or, you know, but we saw with Patrick Mahomes, like, you saw what he did to the Bills just a week before. But the Bengals defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo, made some schematic changes that completely altered the course of how the game broke down and pretty much destroyed Patrick Mahomes in the process. ESPN's Bill Barnwell broke it down. In his analysis, the Bengals moved away from running too deep on their safeties to only having one, with the second one playing up in the box. So for non-football people, that's just playing closer to the line of scrimmage versus having one safety playing closer versus having two safeties playing way far out away from the line of scrimmage. This gave Mahomes more freedom on his deep throws, but it took away a lot of quick passing lanes, which allowed guys like you know, these short kind of passes that weren't super far, but really Patrick Mahomes could really go to with guys like Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. On the surface, this seems simple, but it coupled with one more course concept. I noticed here, this is again from SB Nation and James DeTour writing on this. Which was it really kind of made it all quick. It was just having a QB spy. So for much of the second half, Sam Hubbard on the Bengals defense would drop off his block on obvious passing downs to fall into coverage and spy Mahomes. Not only did it prevent Mahomes from running much in the second half, but it put yet another defender in the box to prevent the kind of big yards after the catch plays we saw burn the Bills. It was clear then, once those short routes were taken away and Mahomes didn't see an obvious lane to run, he became rattled in the pocket. So those were two of his big strategies, that short pass over the middle and the run when things get tough. Take a look at one of the most defining plays of the game, which prevented the Chiefs from scoring the go-ahead touchdown that would have won the game. So this is kind of how it plays out here. This is the audio here. I don't know quite what we're going to get. But pretty much what happens is Mahomes is kind of pushed back, forced back, no obvious lane to run. A QB spy is coming at him, forces him, pushes him back, and sacks him at the 25 when he had a very good opportunity to possibly score that touchdown. Those two lanes, the running and the options over the middle, is going to be a very, very big deal. So it's going to really – that play is probably going to be haunting Patrick Mahomes all offseason. So really, really interesting stuff there. Hubbard in that play drops back into his spiral and prevents a potential scramble up the middle. Mahomes completely misses Kelce breaking on an open throw until it's too late and ends up dancing around the pocket with great protection, but no confidence he can find a receiver. Then, believing the coverage behind him was set, Hubbard breaks off his spy to pressure Mahomes, leading to the strip sack. While it was covered by KC, it made the Chiefs settle for a field goal to send the AFC Championship game to overtime rather than just an outright win. A huge, huge, huge deal. And it's a big reason why the Bengals are going to the Super Bowl to face Matt Stafford and the Rams. All right, it's a little bit of a breakdown. Hope that made sense for some of you, even the non-football people out there listening. You get a little bit of an idea. Hopefully you didn't, you know, completely tune me out there. But you're going to want to tune this in because, folks, we're going right back to music. And this is one of the queens of R&B from probably their, you know, all-time best. One of their more popular songs out there. Now this is Girls Need Love, Summer Walker and Drake.
Honestly, honestly, I'm trying to stay focused. You must think I got to be joking when I say I don't think I can wait. I just need it now. Let it swing my way. I just need some love. Tired of f***ing with these lines. Baby, I just need a thug. Won't you be my plug, ayy? You could be the one, ayy. Can start with a handshake, baby. I'ma need more than a hug. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say yeah. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say how. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Oh, nah, baby. Give it to me like you need it, baby. Want you to hear me screaming every breathing. I don't need a reason, baby. I want it till you can't buy. I can give it to you right, baby. Oh, I wanna be a healing. I can be real good. Please don't get in your feelings. Hey, I need some love. Need some love, ay, and you can't judge.
You don't really call on me like you should.
everything's all good, my love. Your doesn't want smoke with me, nah, no way. Trust me, it's all okay. Trust me, it's all. You just need someone that's calm and patient. Submission, domination.
Arch back, deep stroke, white wine, we smoke. That's my best combination.
You just need some, with no complications. You just need some, you just need some. Late night attention, unconditioned. All that you're missing, my babe.
Duh. Shouldn't even have to justify. I get it, I'm on your side. Guys get their way all the time. Besides, pleasure not meant for one side. You should just do what's best for your mind. How about I just take my time? You call up my line, I fall up inside you. Girls need love too, I know.
Girls need love too,
yeah. Something.
Girls need love. It's a true fact. Summer Walker and Drake letting us know here on WMFO 855-915-WMFO 9636. The number to call if you want to get your song on the air. Here's a little bit of Rihanna.
Me so amazing. All this hard work, no vacation. Stay up off my Instagram, pure temptation. Hit a switch on a fake like a station. Sex with me so amazing. Sex with me so amazing. Vodka and water and a lemon. And a few other things that I cannot mention.
Ooh, na, 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 na. Five fingers on it. Five fingers. Hit it like you want it. I may hit it like I'm on it. Straight shots to the blue dot. Shot, 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 shot. Baby, I'm a bigger poison.
Get hard to let go. Tonight, all night, I'ma roll. Even if I'm alone. Sex with me, so amazing. All this hard work, no vacation. Stay up off my Instagram, pure temptation. Hit a switch on a fake like a station.
this ain't built to last. I might just fade like those before me. When will you forget my past? Got questions to ask, you know the stories. And you need to let me know when you're leaving, where you go. Can I come? Do you believe me? Are you close? Yeah. Even if you don't, that'll get you sprung. Do I? Do I? Love, hate, love, heartbreak will have you bankrupt. Too many days in a daze, better wake up. I put your face in the place where the space was. Nobody make you feel like you, but do I? And you don't know you should do. You just looking for someone to make you move. Oh, tell me, do I? I make this planet feel like home. It's us first time, the door's closing. So far beyond all our control, you saved us all so close to broken. It's so much better when you wait forever in a day. That's all I got. Put it together, then it break. All the energy it takes, it never stop. Do I? Do I? Do I? Love? Can I? Can I? Can I get enough? Yep, I never slip, I never fall. I try to tell you about a better life, you get involved. Big or small, it's been my fault. Safe, it's in a vault. Blindfolded, keep it going till we hit a wall. Yeah, I'm never going through the motions. I'm just trying to lay your body down slowly. We can only go up. We can only go up. Do I? Do I? Do I? Love? Can I?
Absolute beauty there, Mac Miller's Woods, and now changing right into some Steve Lacy. This is Ensad. (855) 915 WMFO, the number to call for your songs.
Inside.
Olympics are starting this Friday, folks. Winter Olympics, that is, out there in Beijing once again. We'll tell you the athletes you should be watching out for in a bit. It's the Spencer Walsh Show. This is Come Through and Chill by Miguel.
Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone. Yeah. Yeah, I don't wanna put no pressure on ya. I just wanna put a blessing on ya. Since our last undressing session, I'm not really sure if you've been checking. I'm progressing. I just heard my songs is popping out in Macedonia and even Serbia. I don't mean to burden you. If you got a man since then, I understand. Last thing I want to do is get you jammed, especially if he's a fan. He probably never want to hear my shit again. And I need every single sound scan. But if you single and you down, then I'm in your town feeling for another round. I was counting down the days, been more patient than a Browns fan. Where that chip at? Probably on your shoulder, cause I forgot to hit back. Left you on red. Apologies are said, but often never meant. Well, f*** that, I repent for message never sent now.
Hello, stranger. It's been a minute since we last kicked it. And by the way, just got in town. And I won't let cumulus clouds all in the sky ruin my vibe. Usually I don't do this often, but since recruiting isn't an option due to unusual rain and thunder, baby, I wonder, baby, I wonder, would you just put your sweats on, put your sweats on for me? Cause I got the plug, I made the call for green. I'm talking late night for ya. Let me lay a great time on ya. Don't hesitate, no, don't you. Just say you will come through and chill, chill, chill. Just say you will come through and chill.
I wanna fuck all night. Say it. I wanna fuck all night. I wanna fuck all night. Say it. I wanna fuck all night.
Hello, stranger. Vape's been waiting. Just as I recall that ass is still amazing. Playing, baby. No. I'm saying, baby, you love it, but you know I'm crazy.
So go ahead and pour a drink up. I'm so glad we got to link up. Yeah. Get to taking that off of me. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause I got the plug, I made the call for green. Mm-hmm. I'm talking late night for ya. Let me lay a great time on ya. Don't make me wait, no, don't you? Mm-hmm. Just say you will come through and chill.
Can I tell
us
some real
shit?
Yeah. In case my lack of reply had you catching them feelings, yeah. Know you've been on my mind like Kaepernick kneeling, or police killings, or Trump saying slick shit, manipulating poor white folks because they ignorant, blind to the struggles of the ones that got the pigment. Lately I've been stressing because it seems so malignant. I need to feel your essence in my presence if you with it. I guarantee you won't regret you
just
did it.
Say you come will come through and chill, just like you will come through and chill, just like you will come through and chill.
Come Through and Chill, the name of that one, McCole, or Miguel J. Cole, and Salaam Remy on that one. Believe it or not, like, because it feels like, you know, when we have these things called the Olympics, it feels like, you know, we get a little bit of a break before we have to, you know, watch the next one. Not that I'm complaining, because I really am a fan of these, you know, the Winter Olympics, a little bit more actually than the Summer Olympics. But we do have another one coming up this Friday. So, yeah, why not go through some of the biggest athletes to watch? Get you set up for it, which is, you know, very, very exciting stuff. You know, speed skating, snowboarding, skiing, sledding, all that stuff. You know, it's tons of things going on. 2 weeks straight of winter fun in Beijing. Yeah, so we start with, you know, the speed skating team here from the U.S. And really the theme here is unfinished business when it comes to these Olympic athletes. Bo, who turned 34 days after the Beijing Games ended, might be the most prominent. The world record holder in the women's 100 meters and the three-time world champion in the event finished fourth in that race in the 2018 Games in Pyeongchang. Though Bo won bronze with the U.S. team pursuit squad at those games, this may be her last chance at individual Olympic glory. So Brittany Bo coming in with a possible last chance medal at speed skating, which should be interesting. Nathan Chen, a three-time world champion single skater, should be very interesting to watch in the figure skating rink. But the Salt Lake City native should be extra motivated for these games after his massively disappointing 17th place finish at the 2018 Olympics. Chen was favored in the men's competition 4 years ago, but a rough short program did him in at 22. He has regained his focus and appears poised to challenge for the gold in 2018. I mean, he was 18, that means 4 years ago. Pretty crazy stuff to be sure. So not only is our next big person to watch here is Kendall Coyne Schofield, leader of the USA women's ice hockey team. Ice hockey always pretty good for the United States, you know, going against Canada and Russia and countries like that. So not only is Coyne Schofield synonymous with US hockey, but she's one of the most highly respected international ambassadors of the women's game. She is poised to start her third Olympics after helping lead the United States to a silver medal in Sochi in 2014 and the country's second women's hockey gold in 2018. Coyne Schofield, who has provided game analysis for the San Jose Sharks and served as a player development coach for her hometown Chicago Blackhawks, recorded 4 goals and 5 assists during her Olympic career. So it should be pretty interesting to watch for sure. Now, this is always very interesting. Cross country. I have so much respect for these guys and gals when they do it. And a person to be taken a look at is Jesse Diggins in cross country skiing. Of Team USA. Of course, all these athletes are going to be Team USA. After making history along with teammate Keekon Randall in the women's team sprint event to win America's first gold medal in cross-country skiing at the 2018 Winter Games, Diggins is back for more. It hasn't been an easy road preparing herself for Beijing, but Diggins, who carried the USA flag in 2018 closing ceremonies and became the first American to win an overall World Cup title, seems to be more and more comfortable at this stage and ready to go. So, L'Angelo Biondino is going to be our first non-American athlete here. Arianna Fontana of Italy short track speed skating has been called the Blonde Angel. Her 8 Olympic medals, highlighted by gold in the 500 meters at the 2018 Olympics, make her the most decorated woman in all of short track speed skating. With the 5th Olympic Games in her sights this Friday, the 31-year-old Fontana appears poised to increase that medal total, perhaps another gold. There may not be an event that says Winter Olympics like that men's bobsled, but there may not be a better men's bobsledder in the moment than Germany's Francesco Friedrich. And that's likely to stay that way for actually quite a bit of time. In addition to winning the Olympic gold in both the two-man and four-man events in Pyeongchang in 2018, he placed 13 times in the World Championships, spanning those two races, and the mixed team portion. When the Winter 2022 Games roll around, expect Friedrich and his mates to be favored in both male events, especially since there seems to be no signs to the contrary. All right. Those are some of the athletes you can get excited about for this Friday. And that includes the talking portion of the Spencer Wall Show. We do have one more song, though. It's a classic. Frank Ocean's Bad Religion playing us out here on this Monday. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. It's WMFO right here in Medford.
Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour. Leave the meter running. It's rush hour, so take the streets if you want. Just outrun the demons, could you? He said, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. Oh boy, you need prayer. I guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Ooh, it's unrequited love. To me, it's nothing but one man calls. Inside, I'm not in my style. Driver, I swear I've got 3 lives balanced on my head like steak knives. I can't tell you the truth about my disguise. I can't trust no one. And you say, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. But boy, you need prayer. I guess they couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my